Boss, copy all shot to boss.
You're listening to FPL Kobe Talks.
It's Freddie Youngblood again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of FPL Kobe Talks, where we chat about our perfectly unhealthy obsession that is fantasy football. I am ABK.
I am Lukman. We are podcasting to you from sunny Singapore on the 2nd of December midnight. So sorry, 3rd December in the early morning. Right now it's halftime between South Korea versus Portugal and Uruguay against Ghana. So yeah, it's halftime. We were watching the game and now we are podding. Try to give a quick pod before the round 16, man. What is brewing, man? How's it going, yeah, brother?
It's been an interesting World Cup so far. I mean, we've seen a few upsets, big teams getting knocked out of the group stages. It's been a fun watch, and actually, to be honest, I've been having fun playing the fantasy game as well. Although we've been complaining about how badly run the game is, it's still kind of fun to play the game.
Agreed. I'm enjoying the yes. I'm doing quite well, so that helps for sure. Let's quickly go through our team. So match day 2, I had like 85 points, which is a lot, but that is because I did a multiple budget hacks until my budget is negative 9.5 million. So I got 85 points. So basically there was like they took quite long to update the points. So actually it was like 60 points and then 70, and it updated twice to the correct score. And right now, right, my match day 3 team, right, is actually I have one more point. So at first I thought it was because of the budget hack, then they punished me, right? But actually when I see like Isa on Telegram, right, he didn't do the budget hack, he also didn't have enough points. And also on Twitter, right, I see people getting more points. So like right now on my team I got one more point. Do you follow this Totoro guy on Twitter?
No, I don't.
Totoro. This guy basically is tweeting like every time about the game. He's like the guru. So he basically benched it to, it was basically he had a bench boost, so he had more points, but right now he's fixed already. So the budget hack still works, so no worries if you still want. I'm still planning to do that, I don't know.
So basically what Lukman did was he played the wild card hack, which is to bring in all your players for match day 2, right? And then within the wild card, he used the budget hack. And then at the end of the wild card, right, just before the games ended, he changed his team to fit.
For match day 3,
yeah.
Yeah, you did a similar, right?
Yeah, I did similar, but I think I didn't hack the budget as much as you did.
I changed so many times. I was sitting like, I had cash, right? Then I was like, Polang in Saudi Arabia. I'm like, I want to support Saudi, man. So I just changed cash to Acuna from Argentina. Then I was sitting with Sosa, like 3.5 million. I mean, I just wanted Alfonso Davies. So I basically played with it so many times. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I don't want to go through what I did. I did a series of moves to hack the budget, but you... If you still don't know what the budget hack is, right, you can just ask us on Telegram. We don't want to go through too much on it. It's quite, I think you should be, if you still want to make use of it, which is, I am going to do it. I will let you know what I'm going to do, my plans for the round 16. But yeah, I mean, it's doable. It's definitely a loophole / hack / an advantage that can be gained. You want to go through your team? What should we do?
Yeah, I mean, we're already on our match day 3 team. Maybe you can just talk through your how your team's looking like at the moment.
My match day team is quite not the best. 44 points. So I got Norbert in goal, Shaw, Mail, Rom, Eriksen. So my captain failed was Omo. I changed it from Messi to Omo. Was as a fun pun, which failed. He got 2 points. So Musiala 2 points, Gakpo, Messi, and Nabri 9 points. So I just did Bruno to Anthony like 1 hour ago. But then I also have another free transfer now. So actually, it's quite safe. I haven't used this, my only transfer so far. So if Anthony doesn't start, which I don't think, I think he will start. Let's say he doesn't start, I can easily change to Tadic. But yeah, what do you do with your Bruno?
So basically for my team, similar to Lukman's team, I did the wildcard hack at the end of match day 2. So that I can fix my team for match day 3. But I think, unlike what Lukman did, I think Lukman, what you did was you made sure that you had players that were still had something to play for, For me, correct. I still had Mbappe in my team. I still had Vini Jr. in my team. I still had Bruno in my team. I had correct. Saka in my team. Yeah. So all these players, they were basically rested in the match day three. So I had to fix my team, lah, basically. Yeah. So I needed my two transfers to fix my team. Yeah. So I'm also sitting on 44 points. I actually, my first captain was Musiala. Because for me, I think I really want to just play the fun picks. I don't really want to go for the normal Mbappe and Messi as your captain. I think that's the reason why my match day 2 points weren't as good as a lot of other people. But I'm okay with that. I mean, I like playing the fun
so
game.
So Musiala was your first captain.
Yeah, he's my first captain. Oh, so what happens now is I have one more free transfer. So I'm
Why didn't you captain Foden?
yeah. So no, okay.
That's
so
that's what you said you wanted to do, right? Actually,
I wanted to do in match day 2. Yeah. I wanted to captain Foden in match day 2, but Foden didn't start in match day 2. But then in match day 3, right? I look at the team. Right, yeah. Foden played, and then like it was basically a second team, and then I didn't really like the look of the England team, so I didn't captain Foden in the end. Yeah, so Musiala was my first captain. I fancied him against Costa Rica, but only 2 points in the end.
He should have hot if you watch the game or the highlights. Mm. I got quite lucky because it was between Olmo and Musiala for my second captain, right? And then the guy I'm chasing in the mini league, he captained Musiala, so I was quite lucky. Yeah, unlucky, but yeah, that's it for him for Germany. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we won't see all these German guys anymore in our team.
Okay, so who's going to be your captain now?
Yeah, okay. So I still have Vini yet to play. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my last free transfer. So actually, I've already used my last free transfer. I moved Fernandes out for Xhaka. So I could have done the same thing as you did to go for Anthony. But again, I want to do fun picks. I want to play my Arsenal player. So I'm going to bring Xhaka in.
Anthony is more fun than Xhaka.
Xhaka is more fun than Anthony, bro. Why? For me.
As an Arsenal fan. But it's like for fun, as in high upside, is definitely.
Yeah, high upside, definitely Anthony. But for a fun pick, for me, to root for my Arsenal players, I'm going to bring Xhaka. I've already brought Xhaka in, actually. Yeah.
You're going to watch the game later, 3 AM?
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch the game later. 3 AM.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So my captain, right, will be on Martinelli. I'm going to bring Martinelli in for Vinicius Jr. And then I'm going to captain Martinelli. Also another fun captain pick. Anyway, I'm on 44 points. I think doing pretty well. Let's just move on to
you want to talk about the mini league? Because I'm second.
Yeah, I mean, the league is not updated yet. But I think at the moment, Lukman's sitting on second place. I mean, we have another guy, Kokiet, who's at number one. But
do you know him?
No, I don't. Yeah. Okay. But it's not updated yet. I mean, the best day is not done yet. Let's just move on to our teams. What we're going to do in the next round, match day 4. Yeah,
so basically we do position by position, okay? So we both can see our drafts now, but similar what we did to before match day 1, we do position by position. So right now, our goalkeepers, we both have Nopé. So I think there's nothing much to say about him. I think the cheapest, he's the best pick for me, value 4.5 million. In a relatively big team. Not the easiest of fixtures in my opinion. Again, USA, do you agree? But still, he's a must for me. Because and he's the first pick. Okay, so my second.
I feel that USA, I think, attacking, right, they're not as good as their defense. I think their defense is pretty solid. They've only conceded one goal in the group stages, and that is a penalty that they conceded.
Yeah, true. But Netherlands also not so, I mean, I'm not hasn't been too impressed with them. So I see USA scoring, getting just one goal at least, I think. I see that. That's why the second keeper for me is very important. So right now, for you, is you have Gonda at 4 million. I don't think that's ideal because I see USA scoring, right? If you do that, I'm not very confident of the Japan keeping a clean sheet against Croatia, even though Croatia looks bad. So I will explain your Gonda pick.
Yeah, so for me, I don't really want a lot of money sitting on my bench if Nopal keeps a clean sheet. So I'm just banking on the Nopal clean sheet. And I'm playing for fun. So I'm going to put players who I'm going to root for in my team. And I'm
Why are you rooting for Japan? And a lot of my Asian friends. So. Is it an Asian thing?
We are Asians, man. We have to root for Japan. And that's our Asian pride. You know how, Africa in in South Africa in the 2010 World Cup, right? When South Africa got out, right? Ghana went the furthest in the competition. The whole Africa, the whole African continent rooted for Ghana.
I don't know, but to be honest, as a Muslim, I rather support Senegal and Morocco. I have more affiliation to them than more than Japan have. okay, sidebar. But yeah, I mean, it's good to see them. But you're not supporting Australia, right, are you?
No.
Australia, but the Asian one. Still
counts as Oceania to me. Don't try to bluff me with putting them in Asia.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, my second keeper is Costa. So I think Portugal will play Serbia, which is the last game. I mean, Serbia or Switzerland, but I think Serbia, but I think he's not ideal, so. But he's the cheapest amongst the. I mean, I wanted to put Unai Simon at 5.5, but looking at him, how he played yesterday, I mean, not too impressed. But I want a more assured pick than Costa. But I think Costa is the most valued pick for me. I mean, the Brazil keeper is 6 million.
I actually have another pick that you might want to consider.
Who?
At 4
give
million.
It to me.
Milinkovic.
Or the Serbian. Serbia.
Yeah, but that depends on whether Serbia is going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But against Portugal, I want an assured one, like Brazil. I don't know. Brazil probably play Uruguay, right? I think as things stand right now, right? I don't mind spending a lot because I like my bench to be strong, you see. But but it's a good point you made, like, if you waste money, right? If Norbert keeps a clean sheet. So I think Costa is a good balance. 5 million is not that much, and he's decent enough, lah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But 4 million for Gonda, I think makes sense. So I think so for Serbia, I think the Moroccan keeper, how much? Do you know?
4.5. Matt Turner is also 4.5, but he plays in the same fixture as Norbert, so it doesn't make sense to...
I don't mind Pickford at 5.5. I think Pickford or Unai Simon, if I have another 0.5. But right now, I don't have 0.5. So I think Costa is fine as a middle ground.
Yeah. Another keeper that we can consider is... I think he's still playing now. Not sure that he'll go through. Is Rocha. Yeah. From Uruguay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He just saved a penalty, but one of the worst penalties I've seen in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, come Telegram never update the penalty. You know, do you follow the Telegram chat, right?
Yeah, I do.
They never showed the miss. So I didn't know actually.
Yeah, but it was a poor penalty, I think it was so poor that I think they didn't even consider it
a save. it was a save, 3 points.
It was a save, yeah.
Yeah, he was on my bench. But Uruguay will play Brazil, so I don't think Roche, even, you know what I mean? To sub him on is like, even though it's 4 million, I don't want that. I prefer to be more. Yeah. But I'm not too confident of Norpec keeping a clean sheet. That's my only issue. If I'm confident, right, then maybe I'll just put a Gonda or Rocha. But I'm not confident actually. But I still think Norpec is a fine pick, because it's 4.5. Yeah, okay, let's quickly move on. Let's go defense. So let's talk about the assets that we both have, okay? Mm. Correct? Okay, so Theo Hernandez, I think no brainer, 5 million only. Mm. And Neil. I think he's a must have. I think you guys should just put him first name. And France has a very, very easy fixture against Poland. So the second similar, Acuna. So Acuna is another similar 4.5 million. So he sub off before 60 minutes the last game, but I think at his price is worth the risk. I think he will probably start, and it's the price factor, right? Tagliafico is 1 million more expensive, right? Even Molina and the other guy. So I think.
So to be honest, actually I've had a different defender. I had Widmer in my team from Switzerland. But then when I saw your team had Acuna, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to have Acuna in my team.
Who's this Widmer guy?
He's the Switzerland right back. I think he plays pretty
advanced. How much? 4 million.
4.5 or so. 4.5 or so.
Oh, there's this Pavlovic 4 million left centre back for Serbia. Yeah, he's a starting
We're not sure who's qualifying. Correct.
But I think Acuna against Australia, you need to have a defense. I think Australia. Come on, I know Australia beat Denmark, but I don't. Who do you think is a more favorite? Like between Argentina, Australia, and France, Poland. In terms of goals and who do you think will score more?
Favorites. I definitely wouldn't put Australia as a favorite.
No. As in, who do you think is more of a favorite? Argentina or France?
Oh, is it in that bracket?
Yeah. No, as in the matchup between those two teams. Who do you think was score more, Argentina or France?
Oh, Argentina or France.
Yeah.
I think Argentina, definitely Argentina. Mm. Yeah, but for me, my tactic, right, going into the round of 16, I'm just gonna keep everything to two players
per team,
yeah. So I have the flexibility to move. I don't want to triple up on any teams.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so since you say that, so I really like the France matchup. I saw Poland play. I don't understand. They are very weak. I mean, they didn't even attack against Argentina. That's why I want a triple up on France. Of course, the striker, we'll talk about him, is a must-have. And I think my defender right now I have is Koundé. So at 6 million, I was thinking I have a 6 million in that spot. I don't want Dumfries. because he's been rubbish lah. I mean, he hasn't looked like he was. There's no threat between him. I don't want to double up on. As I said, I don't really. I think USA will score, so I don't want Dumfries. And then I look at the France team. Okay, Koundé, he's not nailed for sure, but he's 6 million, right? So I can go anywhere with that money. I wouldn't have Pavard in my draft because I think that's just wasting a free transfer. Mm. And also, he's 5 million, right? You cannot go up, so unless you have money in the bank. So I think Koundé is just. I want a piece of that French attack, and I don't want Upamecano at 5.5 million because there's no threat. I think Koundé is a decent. I mean, he's not the most attacking right back, but he still did get forward in that second game against. Who did they play in that second game? I can't remember, but he looked good. Yeah. What do you think of Koundé? Okay.
Yeah.
Dumfries? I don't want the double up, man. I don't feel
it. If you don't feel the double up, why don't you go for someone like Cancelo instead?
No, I think the double up within Dumfries and Noppert.
Yeah, I know. For the six million spot, you go Cancelo instead. Yeah.
Portugal will play last or so he'll be on my bench against Serbia. Okay, interesting.
I like the double up. I mean, the Netherlands. No.
I saw the Cancelo. He's not that attacking.
I'm watching the game right now against Korea. He is because he's playing left back now. It seems like left back is his position where he attacks more.
Interesting.
Right back is the position where he.
Hey, wait, but he won't play left back. Or Rafa Guerrero will play left back, right? Who's right back?
Rafa Guerrero plays left back, but he's. Cancelo is currently playing left back now, like against Korea.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, other assets is Guerrero 5 million because Nuno Mendes is injured. I think Guerrero should be near, right? Yeah. Well, I didn't realize he's not starting. But
Dalo is having a pretty good game also. So, he could be in for a shot. Yeah.
How much is Dalo? Okay, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Let me check. Why don't you continue talking? So, who's next in your defense?
Yeah, so... for your team, are you done? Are you cleared with your...
No. Wait, Dalo is 5.5. Okay. Yeah, so... my team. So the other one. Okay, let's is the. Oh, sorry, my draft right. I send you is Trippier, right? But I think it's a mistake. I wanted to put Shaw
instead. Yeah.
Yeah. So why you have Trippier still?
Yeah, I still have Trippier. Right?
I don't think it's a good idea because I think Walker will play. I think Walker will play in the quarterfinals, and he's been injured for very long. So I'm thinking Walker will have to get minutes. So there's a risk there, and I don't think they'll play a back three against Senegal. So I think there's a risk that Trippier won't play. So I think you should same price to Shaw, right? I don't think there's much of a difference. So let's say both is playing, right? It's not like Trippier got higher upside anyway than Shaw. So yeah, what do you think?
I don't know, man. I think it'll be for me be a bit difficult to drop Trippier. I don't think he's put a foot wrong. He
hasn't been like very good also, right?
Yeah, I mean he hasn't assisted or anything, but I mean he's very involved in set pieces. He's taking corners, he's taking free kicks. His crossing technique is good. I mean,
but the Walker point, he definitely plays quarterfinal, right? Walker.
Yeah, but three. I mean, if he's coming back from injury, I'm not sure whether the quarterfinal is the best time to put him on. I mean, I'll put him like. On after Trippier, once the game is won.
In a back three, who will play the right centre back though? They definitely play a back three against France, right? That's the issue. There's no one to play the right centre back role.
So we're talking about...
I'm talking about long term. They're playing France, right? They might play France in the quarterfinal. So that game is a back three, 100% back three. And right centre back, right? Kyle Walker will definitely play. And he's probably the best matchup against Mbappe also.
And then right wing back, who plays?
Right, we met Trippier lah. That's why I think he'll get minutes for the round of 16, to get ready for the quarterfinal. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a bit difficult lah. I mean, to predict it that way lah.
But it makes sense. Let's say he need Kyle Walker for the quarterfinal, right? And if he doesn't get more minutes, right, he'll be too cold. He'll go in cold.
But then the thing is, it's also a round of 16, and England can't afford to just play a second team. They need to.
I mean, Kyle Walker's not a second team. I'm just talking about minutes.
That's how we think from our perspective, in terms of.
But do you agree that Kyle Walker will play in the quarterfinal in a back three?
I also would know that because I mean they haven't played in a back three yet. This whole
I know, but. Yet. It's 100% you'll play battery, bro. That's our game, man. Again, the good thing they'll play battery. It's almost nailed on that they'll play battery. And if they do that, right, there's no other right centre backs to play in the squad. If you look at the squad, there's no one.
I wouldn't be too sure, honestly.
I think you are not too sure that they'll play battery against France.
Is it? I wouldn't. I'd say, yeah, I'm not. How can you be so sure that they're going to play?
Because that's Southgate. It's known what? In the Euros, in the past two tournaments, against a decent team, like even Germany, right? The last in the Euros, right? Against Germany, they play a back three, even though they haven't played a back three in the group stage.
Yeah.
That's the strength of England in a way, like they can switch between formations. That's the strength of Southgate. So, yeah, I still think Shaw is better than Trippier, just in case. Because there's no loss there, in my opinion. And Shaw is not.
Okay, but then the thing is, Trippier also can play on the left side, right?
Yeah, he can, sure. Yeah, true. Yeah. That's a good point. But I just think...
He's played there a few times under Southgate.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's quickly move on. So you're taking a Trippier, I will get Shaw. I think that's fine. So my other one is Sosa. So Sosa, I think he's there because he will start first. I think he won't be on my bench. And Croatia played the fifth game. So he'll start, and at his price, I think, if you look at his stats, right, he's like seventh for touches in the final third for defenders. So for me, this is the best value, lah. So you don't have Sosa in your team. You have Agüet. Yeah, who's in your team? Yeah, Agüet. So tell me about Agüet.
A fun pick, lah. I mean, they're playing against Spain. I'm actually really rooting for Morocco. I think all the countries currently that's qualified. Actually both for Morocco and Japan. I think both of them in the group stages, they've really played with heart, lah. Like when you watch them play, it gives you energy as a fan.
The way you say fun pick, like he's a centre back, he will not get any points. He's not
fun pick as in like not so much as a pick that is gonna score them high, like super high, that has a high upside.
Fun as in for yourself, lah. You're myself, supporting the team.
Like, I'm supporting the team that I have this player from, and that's why I mean by fun, lah. Not so much of my upside, lah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm doing Agüet, but I mean I'm not fixed on him yet. I mean I still can go Sosa because I think if we're going with Sosa, you're getting a fullback and then you're getting another 0.5 for you to spend elsewhere. So if I need 0.5 to spend elsewhere, I think I'll do that.
Issue with Agüet, right? Morocco plays Spain in the second last game in the quarterfinal, so he will be on your bench, which is not ideal again because you have to sub him on, and you have no confidence. So yeah, that's another issue why I won't have. Okay, and also one more is also Robinson, Anthony Robinson from Fulham and USA, 4 million. I told you Sosa is 7th best for final touches, right? He's 5th best. So he's definitely attacking also. He's probably a decent fixture against Netherlands. So yeah, I think first fixture, right, you can just sub him out, right? Like for Agüet, you can't sub him out. You get his minus one, like yesterday, you're probably stuck with him.
I subbed him out already for
yeah, and I mean for the round 16 he plays second last. He plays Morocco plays Spain in the second last game, and then so he'll be on your bench most likely because he wouldn't
be scoring another own goal, lah, bro.
I think you never know, lah. Spain will score, lah. That's the thing. I think it's very hard for him to get any points. Like Sosa, no, at least, man,
bro.
You don't think Spain will score against Morocco?
No, man.
Interesting.
Morocco is strong, man. They've only considered one goal, and that is an own goal for Agüet, and it's like unfortunate deflection.
Yeah, I agree. They look good.
They played Croatia and they played Belgium as well. Yeah.
I know. But that group is
Amrabat is like a destroyer. I think the way they played, like I really rate them. I fancy their chances against Spain, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, but not clean sheet fancy, right?
Clean sheet fancy, bro.
Crazy. I don't think so. I think they look good. They're defensively. Yeah, I agree, lah. They do look good, but you have to consider the opponents, lah. And also, I think Spain.
I do still have Olmo on my team, lah.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. On your bench should be, you know what I mean? Let's move on. I think we covered defense. I think any more defender? I mentioned Pavlovic, 4 million Swiss left centre back. Another one I feel is Sandro. If you want Brazil cover, $5 million. Serbia.
Yeah. 4 million. There's also Widmer I mentioned just now, the right back for Switzerland. $4 million. He's very attacking. I think he's more attacking than Ricardo Rodriguez.
He's 4.5 though. Yeah.
4.5. Yeah, 4.5. Sorry.
Yeah. So if you want Brazil, I think Alex Sandro, $5 million. I think he's the best value. Militao is also $5 million, but we don't know where he's. I think Sandro, if you want like a safe bet and you want cover, right, for Brazil. I think Brazil will probably play with Uruguay. Any fixture, lah. Their defensive is just them defenders. I think they are defensive is just damn
good. For me, I think Brazil is the strongest team. I did say earlier in the pod that I think but my read is that Brazil will struggle in the group stage, and I was dead wrong. The games that they played so far, they've just dominated.
But the Switzerland, they only won 1-0 though. Kind of right.
Yeah, but it didn't look like they had issues with Switzerland. I think Switzerland didn't really have many shots on target against them. Yeah.
Actually, they are very you know, their fullbacks actually they are right back They're very defensive, so they just stay and they protect. They protect Thiago Silva, and then Alisson got really nothing to do. Defensively, their shape is actually their fullbacks, their right back just tucked in. They are quite a good team.
No, because I think they can afford to do that because their attack is so
too
so,
good. It's in too gung ho already. They need players to just chill to hold.
So the thing is, like, I think the attacking impact that they have with just those six players up front, right? It's more than a team will have if they push their fullbacks up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, because they have so much quality in there. The way they pass the ball, the way they move the ball is so good.
Alessandro also doesn't really venture that much.
That was actually my criticism of Argentina. When I first watched Argentina play, right? It was like that. Their fullbacks didn't push forward at all. Because I had Molina in my first draft, right? My match day one team. I was looking at how he played. He was just tucking in next to the center backs. I was like, oh, this is how. I mean, because we've been so used to watching English Premier League, and we hardly see fullbacks
But Acuna is very good, right? Acuna is very advanced, though.
Yeah,
I like Acuna. I think he's very advanced. He's wearing number 8 also. I don't know why he's wearing number 8.
it looks like it's a bit asymmetrical. Basically, like the right back is more withdrawn, more reserved.
There's,
and then
the other guy is damn bad, man. The other right back who played ahead of Molina. Montreal.
Montiel.
I don't know. He doesn't look good at all. But anyway, okay, one more last defender is if you're a Japanese fan, right, there's this guy called Nagatomo, 3.5 million left back. But I think you just go for Sosa. But let's say you fancy Japan over Croatia, right? But this guy, just take note, he started all three games, right? But
he got subbed out.
He got subbed out. But he's 3.5, so he'll probably start, and then just hope he doesn't get subbed. Of course, they change formation at halftime. So okay, let's quickly move on. Let's talk about our midfield, the teams that we have, the similar ones. So Saka, I think Saka, there's nothing much to say. I think he's the safest.
Yeah, I mean, there are not many forwards listed as midfielders, and Saka is one of them. So
I think it might be Rashford will start. So I still think Saka will start. So I think he's the safer. I mean, not you can take out Jude I think Jude is decent. So, but I think I'm talking about like Foden and Saka. I think you just have Saka there. 8 million is a good price, and just waste a transfer on him. I think it's worth a waste of a transfer. You know what I mean? Because he's good enough. But I still think he's still 50-50 whether he'll start. Difficult to say, but I still think it's worth the risk. You agree?
Again, Arsenal bias again. If Saka doesn't start, England will lose.
but I think Rashford starts though, right? Rashford has to start.
I don't know, man.
I'm
not so confident as you to predict the lineups for England.
Oh, I follow England, bro. That's why the back three is very obvious in my opinion. And also, just thinking how Southgate. His mind works, right? You have to start Rashford. He's just on form. You just don't drop him. That's why I think Rashford will start. The question is between Sterling and Saka, in my opinion. I'm just thinking what Southgate will do. I think Rashford will start. I think it's between Saka and Sterling, that's why I think it's a 50-50. But I think it's just worth the risk because there's no other midfielders. And I think Mount will come back. And I don't think Foden will play. My predictions. But okay, anyway, the other guy we have the same is Olmo. I think there's nothing much to say about Olmo. I think he started all three games. And they played
A forward as a midfielder.
Correct. So he actually played all 90 in all three, and Spain has a decent fixture against who they play against, Morocco. I mean, yeah, but for you, you don't think it's decent, but I think it's decent-ish, you know, comparing. Okay, but then he's good price and he's nil also. So yeah. So for my team, I think you never had him in your draft. It's Di Maria. I actually think he's actually my first guy in my team. I watched Argentina. He's quite advanced. I think he's quite unlucky just to have one assist in the three games. And he's Australia also lah. And I won triple out on Argentina. And I think he's the best. Why are you not considering? Is it the price or you just think it's fine?
No, I've been watching. Di Maria play. I mean, I've been watching Argentina play also as a team. I didn't, as in, I don't fancy Argentina. As in, yeah, I mean, he's probably the best Argentinian midfielder if you're to bring in an Argentinian midfielder. But I don't fancy Argentina as a team, and because I've already decided on.
But it's the Australia factor. It's not. You have to.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like, I've been thinking about this Australia factor for like three games, all three games against Australia. Right? I say Australia factor. But they've been proving me wrong every time.
But France trashed them, and Denmark were just awful.
Yeah, but even so, right? They scored against France. Yeah.
They did, but it's nothing to do with Mario. I mean, it's Acuna. No, I'm just thinking, like, if you watch his average positions, right, he's the most advanced, you know, like Lautaro and also Julian Alvarez, they drop deep, and Messi is like a false nine also. So I think he's due a haul, I think. If you watch him, I've been keeping an eye because I've owned him all the while, right? I still think he's unlucky just to get one assist. And I mean, he's definitely not the same player. His
underlying stats isn't that great also, to be honest. Like, I didn't really dig it up, but I mean, when I was looking through the underlying stats, I didn't see anything that stood out for Di Maria in terms of the XG and XA that he has.
Yeah, but it's okay, interesting. Okay, but I don't know. I just think I just want a piece of Argentina, you know what I mean? Okay, but actually, if you don't have him, right, I still don't mind De Paul because of his price, and also the other guy is Enzo Fernandez. But the thing, Enzo is 6 million. He probably is nailed, but he's a DM, is he? So yeah, I'd rather get De Paul for 1 million cheaper if you want some Argentina attack, which I think is fine. I really think Australia is a good game. I don't. If you look at the team, come on, man, the team, none of them play in Europe, I think.
We don't even know who any of them are.
No, there's one guy, Harry Suter, played for Stoke City.
Suter plays for
But I don't know, man. I mean, Denmark just poor. I think Argentina is another level. I think it'll be similar.
The guy who recently scored also, I think, quite familiar. Matthew Lecky.
Yeah,
familiar. He played in the previous World Cup.
I see. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, so, you don't have Di Maria. I have Di Maria. I have Saka. I have Olmo. So, my other one, okay. So, I have Perisic and you have Ziyech. So, do you consider Perisic at all?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So,
okay. Why over him? Okay, why Ziyech over Perisic?
Fun pick.
Okay. Yeah. I think they're closer, actually, to be honest. Perisic is 0.5 million more expensive, but I could afford him. But the other reason, right, the main reason, the more important reason is Morocco plays second last. So, your Agüero and your Ziyech will be on your bench, which is what I don't like. Croatia plays in the fifth game in the round 16, so he won't be on my bench. I can sub him out. I'm not confident between Ziyech and also Perisic. I think Ziyech, he got a lucky goal. I mean, that 7 points is the goalkeeper. I don't know, just a lucky 7 points if he will see the goal. And he only had one shot in the box all tournament. I mean, he's technically damn good. He's in set pieces and all, but I don't know. I'm not too enticed by him. I'm not too enticed with Perisic also, but yeah. I mean, it's very close.
I'm not like too strict on putting like the best players at the end. You know, I feel like even if you put the best players at the front, it just means that you
can sub him out. That's the thing. Let's say, but you see, your Agüero is on your bench. You rather have him start, right? And then let's say he get 1 point, you can at least sub him out instead of
I'm sure there'll be somebody else who has 1 point on my team.
I'm just thinking the best optimism.
But
the hope is the hope.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't need to have the strongest players at the end. I don't think I think that's more of a mental thing, and that's more of a psychological thing than it is actually better for a team, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I'm subbing a good player in instead of like, I'm subbing this guy.
No, it's the tactic. No, because it's like, you can take risk at the start. You know what I mean? It's just risky, like less proven. It's like risk. So if it hits, it hits. If it doesn't hit, at least there's a way out. But if you have the risky parts at the end, it's no way out, you know? It makes a difference.
I think the way I see it is like, your team is going to have like 0 and 1 point, right? So anyway, you're just going to throw in this guy, right? It's not so difficult to get. I mean, you're subbing him in for 0 or 1 pointer. So it's like, there's not much of a ceiling to beat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So if Trippier gets 1 point, I say, okay, Trippier is a good player, but he got 1 point. I throw you in and see what you can do for me. You know, like, so I think it's more of a psychological thing that you can throw someone good in at the end, you know? rather than okay. than it actually having an effect.
Okay, okay. Interesting. Okay. Actually, if you want, the other option is Buffal. He also plays in the front three and he's 1 million cheaper than 6 million.
He's not good. I mean, watch all the Morocco games.
He's not good, but I really don't think Ziyech also impressed, to be honest.
But Ziyech is on almost all the free kicks. And set pieces. And his crosses are definitely...
No, but if you look at the underlying, right? They are similar, no? Buffal is underlying similar. But he doesn't have the set piece. If 1 million cheaper, if you need the budget, I think it's fine. Who else did I miss from your team? Oh, yeah. I have this guy, Zivkovic, Serbian, 5 million. Mm. He's a wing back, but I'm not going to have him in my team. I'll say later. It's part of my budget hack. I planted him there. Okay, for you, you have Kamada. Tell me about him.
Yeah, so again, another pick that because I'm supporting Japan, right? I think Kamada is a player that plays in the attacking mid. He hasn't gotten any returns yet. In this whole tournament so far, but I think
5.5 million, right?
He's 5.5 million, and he plays in an attacking position. I think he's nailed. I think if you look at how the Japan manager plays, he rotates almost everyone. Like the whole team, he will rotate. But the only person he doesn't rotate. It always starts it's Kamada. Correct. So
he's
Kamada,
like the old guy. He's like the main guy, lah. It's annoying. I was looking at Japan at options, right? Is that the main guys are all coming off on the bench? Doan, Mitoma.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have them in your team, I mean, Kamada is the only one. I think the only feasible asset from Japan, in my opinion. I mean, non-defensive, but he's not planted there, lah. You will play him, Okay. I think other midfielder assets.
I think I have Silva, so Bernardo Silva on my team. I think the reason why I went for Silva instead of Bernardo Silva instead of Bruno is because of my budget. I don't have money.
He's 0.5, right?
He's 0.5 cheaper. So I can easily go from Agüero to Sosa to upgrade Silva to Bruno.
But
there is the lookout factor. I think it'll be a bit of a waste if I...
No. It resets after the round 16.
No, it resets after the quarterfinals, bro.
No. You double check now. I'm pretty sure
it resets. So the whole idea for this reset thing is because they don't want players to go to the semifinals, get yellow carded in the semifinals, and then get suspended for the finals. So the yellow card actually resets after the quarterfinals. So whatever you have before the semi-finals, right, it will all be reset. Yeah.
Semi-final? No, I'm pretty sure it's round 16 the last. Wait. Okay, not important. You just take note. We'll confirm it later. But I heard that after round 16 is the last game before it resets.
The whole idea for the yellow card thing, as I mentioned, is so that you don't get a yellow card in semi-finals and get suspended for the finals.
Let's say quarter-final. So quarter-final, you only miss a final if you get yellow card for both games. So if you get yellow card for quarter-final and semi-final, you deserve to miss a final because there's two chances, right? There's not like only one chance kind of thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, anyway, I think I'm very sure I heard it somewhere. When you told me about the yellow card, remember we talked about Bruno, I actually went to research it and I saw that it will reset after the round 16. Okay, let's quickly move on. Other cheap assets is Klaassen, 6 million. He's number 10 for Netherlands if you need somebody in that price bracket. That's about it. Kudus, if he's true, but he's probably not going to be true. You still watching the game?
I don't know. I haven't.
They checked the yellow card, is it?
No. I'm just mentioning a few other midfielders Zielinski and Tadic. Tadic, I'm not sure whether he'll be.
I like Tadic. He's like a key pass machine. Whenever he plays, right, he just looks up and wears Mitrovic and he just passes. he gets a lot of key passes, but 8 million is a bit steep. I feel
he's more expensive than Mitrovic. That's kind of crazy.
It's true. I like Tadic. I like Mitrovic. But I think the strikers, I think these three, right, I think you have to have these three, Messi, Mbappe, and Richarlison. I think there's not much to talk about. I think there's so little midfielders, right? And you need Brazil cover and you can't afford. I think Mbappe is a must. I think Messi. I still think Messi is a must. You think Messi is a must?
I don't think Messi is a must.
You don't think Messi is a must?
Mbappe is a must, but I don't think Messi is a must.
Okay. But the only problem with that, right, you need another captain option.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's why I think Messi is a must. I think it's too crazy, like the EO factor. Like, I was quite surprised you got away with it, like, because you said you didn't buy Messi, right, in match day 3. Yeah, I think I know the outcome was good for you, but I think everyone kept Messi and he could easily bang, right? He missed a penalty. So you were quite lucky, but it's the EO factor also. Like, I think Messi will be captain highly. So I think just get Messi and Mbappe and work from there. And Richarlison is a no-brainer, like, I feel. I think he'll definitely start at his price, and you need Brazil cover because there's no midfielders for Brazil, and there's not enough space for forward. So yeah, I think Richarlison is a... But if you want to go...
Giroud or Griezmann. On French.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking Neymar, and then instead of Messi, you can go for Giroud. Maybe.
Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah, speaking of Lautaro, I think if Julian Alvarez is 6.5, 6.5 is crazily cheap, and it's difficult to see whether he'll start. I think he's better for Messi, but it's hard to say.
I'm just gonna run through some names. As in, to be honest, I like a lot of the forward options. It's just that
because there's
only three space. If there was more space for me to play around, I would definitely will play around. Yeah. But it's just difficult. I really like Mitoma. Although he doesn't start for Japan, I do think he's gonna start now. I mean, three games he hasn't started, but I think the next game I'll be surprised if he doesn't start.
But Kubo is okay. I mean, he's not. I don't know. I don't think he'll start. I think never mind. Okay, continue. Who are your other options?
Great. So Mitrovic and there's also Morata. So I think one player that has been having a really good season, right? A really good World Cup, right? Going under the radar because he hasn't gotten any assists or goals, right? Is Griezmann. I think he has had one assist, but I think he's been running the show for
I had him in my match day one team for and he got 1 point
for France. But I mean,
criminal.
You're just unlucky to get that 1 point.
Correct.
He's linking up the whole French attack. Without him, I don't think France will do as well.
Kapo, what do you think of Cody Gakpo for 7 million.
Cody Gakpo is
actually,
good also,
You talk about Mitoma, I'd rather get En-Nesyri, 5.5 million. I think he's nailed and he'll start. And Morocco, I mean, he's part of the
fun pick.
He's the cheapest also. Part of the fun pick for your criteria of fun. Yeah, En-Nesyri, I'd rather go for him for Mitoma if you want. But I think these are non-factors because there's too many. It's crazy to go. Okay, I'm not talk about my so-called my tactic. So basically, I have this Zivkovic 5 million. So he's going to be Bruno in my team. So 5 to 9.5, I need 4.5 million. So my plan is to sell Mbappe. The reason is, he plays last in the quarterfinal. So France will play last in the quarterfinal, right? So I can easily buy him back using the budget hack again in quarterfinal. So the tip is to sell Mbappe for someone who play last in the quarterfinal. So if you look at the draw, right? The quarterfinal, right? The quarterfinal, England and France will play the last game, and then Spain and Portugal. So I'll just sell Mbappe for maybe Callum Wilson, who's 7 million. So that's 11.5, that's 4.5, so that's more than enough. And then for Callum Wilson's spot, right? Because let's say Messi plays in the quarterfinal, Argentina play in the second game. So I can just sell Messi and get Mbappe using the hack again in the quarterfinal. So that's my plan. Do you follow me?
Yeah, so basically you are just taking Mbappe out and bring him back in the next match day.
Correct. Yeah.
Just the in terms of the way the timing in which they play, the France play first and then at the end of the quarterfinal.
The reason I said Mbappe because he played last in quarterfinals. So I got time to bring him back. So but make sure when I sell Mbappe, right, I sell him to someone who plays last also because he's unlocked also, right? I have to wait until Messi plays second in the quarterfinals. Argentina plays second. So I will sell Messi, and then if Messi is still in the semifinal, I can just buy him back. So I just if you want to follow the budget hack, you can do similar what I'm doing. I think that's decent enough. And you have enough free transfer. You can't play around with it too much. I'm booking in two transfers out of four. That's why I want to pick safer picks, like Shaw. I think Shaw is safer than Trippier. And I will have, I think most of my picks, Saka, I think Saka is the safest. So I'm going for safer picks. I already booked in two out of the four free transfers. And also, take note, you can carry forward one transfer. So you have four, right? If you can just use three. The next game week, you will have one more, correct?
Yeah.
So
I just feel that the quarterfinals, the round of 16, the quarterfinals especially, I think the transfers are really quite important. We only have like 4 and 5, right?
Because people will get you have 4, 5, 5, 6.
Yeah, okay. So for me, I think the semi-final and the final is okay, so semi-final I think is still important because people will still get kicked out. But for the final you don't actually need six at all because
everyone will play quarter and fourth, right?
You just have to that six is just to shift your team around. That six is really just like a sort of close to a wild card for you.
Correct.
To rectify the team that you
the didn't manage
to manage, see, you didn't manage to get in your semi final. Basically, semi final, I think there could be players that you might not have
correct.
Some limited players that you might not have gotten it off from your team.
Yes.
Maybe I think that's the balance that you have to do.
So
I think the round of 16 and quarterfinals for me, I'm not gonna book in any transfers to kind of do the budget hack, but I think if the opportunity arises for me to be able to do it as the match day goes along, I'll do it.
You need it after the round 16 because if Argentina get knocked out, France get knocked out, you need that 4 + 5 transfers. That's right, 9 transfers. Yeah. But that's still a lot. I feel
because we are not planning for any upsets, you see. We don't know. Right. And the thing is, I do have players from my fun pick teams, which is Japan and Morocco. I mean, on paper, they are not the favourites to win. So I think these guys, they probably have to... If they get out, I think they probably... Yeah. I probably need transfers for them. So I think at the moment, I'm not booking any transfers.
Actually, if I book in 2 free transfers, let's say the favourites get knocked out, right? I don't need 15 players also. You know, I can just put in players that are still knocked out. You know, I can still play with 11, 12, 13 players. So, yeah, I mean, I think I'll be fine. I won't be taking any hits even though I'm booking in. I think it should be okay. So, one more tip is make sure the unlimited is all... You can do unlimited tomorrow, I think, after the Brazil game, all the way until the first kickoff. But after that, you have 4 free transfers.
Correct.
Yeah, take note. Take
so, it's quite a short period for you to utilize your unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when are you going to play? You only have one chip left.
Oh, yeah.
Is your power captain. When are you going to play?
I think I'm not going to play it now. You can't play it, right? In the round 16, can you?
Can.
You can, right?
Yeah.
No, I think I don't have to play because I think Messi and Mbappe are super good captain options in this round 16. So I don't need it, in my opinion. You?
I probably will play quarterfinal onwards.
Yeah.
I haven't decided when exactly.
FML IPL, they are playing it now and they are going to go Messi-less, I think. And they are going to play the power captain.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you think? What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because the thing is, I feel like for the finals, right, I think it will be very low scoring.
Yeah,
It won't be like a 3-3 kind of game. We won't be having big hauls, right? So I think, even the power captain, right, will only be using for a 6-pointer, you know?
Correct.
Whereas if you still play it now, in round 16, there could be potential for hauls, you know, Argentina against Australia. I mean, we could see Messi getting a hat-trick. And if we don't, if we do something funny, we try to do some fun picks and then we don't get the big haul, right? Then we're just going to miss it now, yeah.
So I think I'll play it last. I think quarterfinal also, I don't think you need it. Let's say Brazil plays Japan, I think it's good enough fixture.
I might play in around 16. I don't know. I haven't.
Yeah, we'll see. I think if there's no obvious captain or two or one, at least one obvious captain, I think it's fine to use it. But yeah, I think we'll be. Can we do a quick predictions before we end the pod? Okay, I'll just ask you and then you just say who will win. Okay, your predictions. So I go the first bracket first. Okay, Netherlands versus USA.
Netherlands.
Okay, same. Argentina, Australia.
Argentina.
Okay, same. Japan, Croatia.
Japan.
Okay, Brazil, Uruguay.
That's different from you,
right? I think Japan, though. Even though I got Perisic, I think he can score and then he can still lose. I think Croatia is very bad, man. They shouldn't qualify, man. If Lukaku score one of the goals, they are not even in this game. But I think Japan really deserves it. So I think Japan has a decent chance. So I'm same with you. So Brazil, probably Uruguay now. Brazil,
Brazil, yeah.
Okay, so the same record. So Japan versus Brazil, I think that's easy. that is will be so lucky for Brazil. I think Brazil will definitely beat. The other one is Netherlands, Argentina. Come on, quick one, bro.
Argentina. I think so.
Okay, so Brazil and Argentina will be the first semifinal. Who will win?
Brazil.
Okay. Same. So we are similarish. Okay, the next record, France versus Poland.
France.
England, Senegal.
England.
Okay, Morocco, Spain.
Morocco.
I'll go Spain. Portugal against Serbia / Switzerland / Cameroon.
Portugal.
Okay. So the semi-final, England, France. I think France. You?
France also, yeah.
So Morocco / Spain versus Portugal.
I say my heart tells me Morocco, but then I think my head tells me
Portugal. Yeah. I think Spain will beat Portugal. Yeah. So that's Spain against France in the other semis. I think France will beat Spain. Or France will beat Portugal, or right. Probably France will beat, and probably France and Brazil, which is probably the two best teams. So we're in the final. And who will win the final?
But you didn't ask my opinion. I said Portugal will win. Portugal will win France also.
Portugal will beat France. Are you serious?
I've said from the very beginning, long before we started.
I know. World Cup. Even after watching Ronaldo play, you still think they can go final?
Yeah, just have to injure Ronaldo, bro.
Yeah. I really think if he doesn't play, right, really just play. I know there's no out and out nine, right? Just play like Felix or Leo.
Isn't Felix an out and out
nine? Nah, he's a 10. He's more of a 10. I mean, Jota. I mean, if there's Jota around, I think. There's a legend. I mentioned it before. Like, if Jota was free, he's not injured. Okay, anyway.
So by your prediction, Brazil will win the World Cup.
Brazil versus France, I think Brazil. You Brazil against Portugal? Portugal. Okay, interesting. Okay, I think we just wrap it up. I think we'll pot next only after the quarterfinals. So after match day 5. Yeah. Correct?
We'll probably be having a guest over for that pot as well.
Yeah, special guest. It'll be interesting. Is it confirmed?
I think more or less. But we won't announce it yet. If it comes on the next spot, then you'll know.
Anyway, it's scheduled for a Sunday afternoon Singapore time. So the Sunday morning is the last game of the quarterfinal. So there's a few days before the semifinal. So yeah, and then after that, we'll be podding only post-final because we are on holidays. And yeah, so just 2 more World Cup pods and then back to Fantasy Premier League and the double game weeks. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. There have been some announcements, but I couldn't really get my head into FPL at the moment with World Cup and World Cup Fantasy.
I watched some of the Fantasy Football Scout. They put on some videos right on drafts and I'm like, I zone out after 5 minutes. Like, I'm not, no point talking about it now. Yeah, okay. Let's just end this here, man. Thanks for listening to us, guys.
Yeah. Also, as always, do join our Telegram channel. We interact with our community there. We also administer our podcast prize league, where the game winner will receive a Premier League. Sorry, will receive the World Cup Fantasy World Cup Qatar World Cup ball. Yeah. So links in the description. Hope you enjoyed the pod and all the best for the upcoming match day. We're FPL Kopi Talks signing out.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks right here. Right now.